Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
So, should John Swafford be apologizing this week or what? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The ACC has one team in the Sweet 16, and 2014 marks the first time since 1979. That's 35 years ago, if you remember Black Sunday, that no Big Four school got out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. While the ACC was hardly the strongest league in college basketball, ranked fifth in the RPI most of the season, its two marquee names, Duke and North Carolina, got booted out in embarrassing fashion. The Blue Devils lost their first game to a double-digit seed for the second time in 3 years, and this is the first season since Roy Williams has been back at UNC that the Tar Heels have missed two straight Sweet 16s. For the record, the three conferences with three teams each are Big Ten, Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin, Pac-12, Arizona, Stanford, and UCLA, and SEC, Florida, Kentucky, and surprising Tennessee. The strongest conference all season, the Big 12, has only two survivors, Iowa State and Baylor, after second seed Kansas lost. And the AAC, whatever that stands for, has two in lame duck Louisville and UConn, which is there because it could not find another home after the old Big East broke up. The new Big East, by the way, has zero teams left. So three leagues have one school alive, the ACC with number one seed Virginia, the Atlantic 10 with Syracuse Slayer Dayton, and the Mountain West with number four seed San Diego State, vastly underrated under Coach Steve Fisher, who 25 years ago won the national championship in his first season coaching at Michigan. To answer my original question, Commissioner Swafford should be red-faced over the ACC's poor showing. Three-seed Syracuse went out in its second game, and Duke lost its NCAA tournament opener for the fifth time under Mike Krzyzewski. Oh yes, old Roy has never lost his first game in 24 NCAA tournaments, but that doesn't help soothe the way UNC blew it on Sunday. The other two ACC teams that made the field, NC State and Pittsburgh, each won a game before hitting the showers for good. Besides rooting for Tony Bennett's Virginia team, which proved itself as much tougher than Duke and Carolina, maybe Swafford can claim defending national champion Louisville, which joins the ACC next season. That way he can save some red face by claiming his league actually has 1.5 teams still dancing. This is Archansky. See ya.